This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
Dear Diary, the moment indescribable perpetuated strength in the desire to become one of those brothers without the clip in his hand. In the 614, we loaded up, cooked up, and drove. Not slow, but fast, the fury getting the most recognition. Moving on to sales for the whole crew. Consistently spitting rhymes in a makeshift recording booth, imagine. Attic ambiance. As rustic as the streets, our home made enough to be able to eat. We led by the chains and patches we rocked in the past. Man, we fled by the mere sound of sirens. Would be like a pin dropped, silence. Across lines and sent prayers up, hoping 5-0 wouldn't find us. My dude spoke, yo, no matter what, I ain't going back. Wished for a beam of light to shed on the insane situation. Rescue the kid from the curse. Rescue the kid from the curse. Rescue the kid from the cursed ongoing black skin. I'm in much progress since the 1960s, yo, but I'm still getting pinned. Why me? There's something to be done. Call on the Most High one time. Discovering it was only a dream. The Great Awakening.
Hi, Bob Fetrakis in the studio here at WCRS. I happen to be here with a philosophical individual who stands for, goes by, Divine Government. So Divine Government is here.
I know.
Not only do we have an entity in the studio, we also have an institution, Mr. Del P. Del Perry. With the 614. Del, welcome back to The Other Side of the News.
It's good to be back, Dr. Bob. Taking a break. I haven't taken a break, just doing work behind the scenes, trying to get everything solidified, get everything more official. So when we come out right and separate ourselves from the competition, man. So met a lot of good people, made a lot of good contacts, networking with folks, went through the good, bads, ups and downs, and that's what we're here to talk about now.
And the cover of this new project, which features the ace, A Fresh, who we've played before on this show, Sapphire Blue, Johnny Major, and others, is that it fit really well. Can you tell us a little about that poem, Divine Government?
Yes. When me and Del first met in October of 2012, so just a few months ago, we connected instantly. And I had a poem that was pretty much in the vault for a while. And after Del had shared some of his stories about his past and things he went through, that is all pretty much incorporated in the album that is coming out in May, I knew instantly that the poem that I had written previously would match it perfectly. So I shared it with him, and he liked it, and we recorded it, and I think it was a good decision.
What can you tell us about The Great Awakening, Dale? What kind of people would it appeal to?
The Great Awakening, it's going to appeal to people who like music in general first. Then it's going to appeal to people who are trying to understand what's going on in the world today, especially in the United States and the economy, and trying to understand how and why, things are changing in this culture the way it is and where we're headed. So basically, I'm just trying to give people a heads up about what's coming and do it in a meaningful way to where, they're not being beaten down by the conscious rapper, quote unquote, as they say, because the conscious rappers don't make a lot of money, so to speak, but they're putting out great music. So the content, the lyrical content's a lot better than what you're gonna hear on the radios. And hopefully, the radio shows us enough love to give us some airtime. So that's what we're going to next. We're getting it in the stores. So we're doing some breaking some new ground that other people in Columbus haven't, quite been able to do yet. So we're feeling blessed with that. In the intro, from Divine Government, just blew my socks off. Got the cold bumps, the chill bumps as soon as I heard it. So I knew it's going to be something that needs to be heard, and I will put on my album.
So, Divine Government, when you were writing this poem or channeling it as you crossed the time and space contingency there, the continuum, what motivated you? How did you write this?
At the time, I pretty much have surrounded myself with a lot of people who've been through a lot, more than myself in my life. And, of course, the experience that you go through, you face, you learn so much. And when Dell shared his story with me, I was like, oh, yeah, you know. I wrote a poem that was kind of similar to that about a friend of mine who was going through the same things. And that's pretty much how it came about, was motivated by somebody else's story who's very parallel to Dell's as well.
All right, and Del, what are you going to play for our listeners today?
All right, well, I think, the way that we have this whole album mapped out, I did the whole listening thing with a couple of artists to help me map it out as far as the songs that would be played. So I only have a couple of mixes done by my producer, D1, from the Deepest Entertainment. Shout out to him for his great skills that he has as an engineer and producer, and for bringing my vision to light. So very glad and blessed to be working with him. But we're going to probably be going into the track called Beholden first. So I think that's what we're going to listen to.
All right, Beholden.
And that's just me by myself on the track carrying it. So I hope everybody enjoys it.
Del P, Beholden.
I will never flip-flop, unlike politicians. They looking at me now like I see he's on a mission. Ain't whipping, no expedition, gotta stay up on my pimpin'. I ain't chefin' in the kitchen, I leave that for who's that? Laughing and they wishing, wanna be cool, attract some acquisitions. Seems it's hard to diss them, plus the ladies love and missin'. I'm bout to make an impact, like I did in prison when I was blind. Out my mind, I did my gangsta bit and bit through it all. Baby doll, there are some things I just can't mention. My old life would have you trippin'. And if worse ever came to worse, you just rewind me in a verse. Criticize me, see the truth I hurt. Traveling in the outer earth, yet through my mama I was birthed. I'm controlled by adverbs, nouns and them adjectives. I love all descriptive verse. Through seeking knowledge, I'm a perv. All these lines becoming blurred. Breathe new life up in the church. I make the elite wanna blur.
I'm strolling, blur. See me rolling, cruise controlling. I'm felling, blowing potent, feeling it potent. I'm chilling with some niggas. I'm not Frank Ocean. You know what I'm saying? Split up in quotients. I'm strolling, see me rolling, cruise controlling. I'm felling, blowing potent, feeling it potent. I'm chilling with some niggas. I'm not Frank Ocean. You know what I'm saying? Split up in quotients.
Good and evil is colliding. Outer space they weaponizing. Our government keep lying. Trust issues keep one eye eyeing. With they cunning and conniving. Like these haters rolling by. Keep my eye up on the prize. And my third eye started devising. 614 is on the rising. Can't you see me on horizons? Jesus, I am not denying. On the cross, I'm by his side. And stuck on God like vinyl siding. Del P testifying. I quit drinking in the driving. Now I'm sipping as I'm flying. Need accounts like Kobe Bryant. Ozark's out of here. Orion. Underground cities, they are hiding. Everyone above is dying. 614 love freely, floating in the air. So when the industry came knocking, yeah, we already prepared. Because of this felon right here, sitting in the captain's chair. Once in a lifetime opportunity, don't squander it, it's rare. So I ran through them fake ones, like headlights and dares. Like Triple H, I'm the game now, fair, electrify like the rocks and hills.
I'm strolling, see me rolling, cruise controlling. A felon, blowing potent, feeling it potent. I'm chilling with some niggas, I'm not Frank Ocean. You know what I'm saying, split up in quotients. I'm strolling, see me rolling, cruise controlling. A felon, blowing potent, feeling it potent. I'm chilling with some niggas, I'm not Frank Ocean. You know what I'm saying, split up in quotients.
Tell P, who you beholding to?
Beholding, that's just, I'm telling everybody to behold what I'm saying, what's being told to them. Take heed, take notice as to what is being spoken.
References in there to a rapper that's gay. Big problem in the industry?
It's a huge thing in the world, period, because I'm not going to be the one to start the whole debate on what's what, but I mean, I had some gay friends and stuff, but I got to set boundaries with people, you know, I mean, that's what they do, that's what they do. I don't agree with it, because I feel you're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. That's, and two sticks don't make it happen, you can't do that.
But on the other hand, it's
that free love.
You know, do you hate on them?
No, I don't hate on them. I mean, if you love, you can't help who you love, but I have never had feelings like that for another.
Now, here's one of the theories. I know you actually took a pop culture class with me.
Yes, sir.
One of the arguments is that a lot of rap culture, particularly gangster rap, came out of the prison systems. And voluntarily or not, there's going to be a certain amount of sexuality. And in prisons, that's just the condition. And that once people get on the outside, it's, you know, life gets a little more difficult. I heard many people say, for example, that they were upset that black people, in this case, that Barack Obama came out for gay rights, but where was the black agenda? What was he doing for blacks? But those tend to be emotional dividing issues, man, and it's sort of like, seems like that would tear up the rap community if you got in the middle of that fight.
Yeah, you would think so. Now, that whole Barack situation, that's only because he claimed to be a Christian, and if you're a Christian, Bible-believing Christian, you understand that what's in the Bible, it frowns upon, you know, homosexuality.
Well, the book of Leviticus does. But on the other hand, it frowns on pork eating. So, you know, it's equally an abomination. So, but on the other hand, churches, you know, don't have to marry who they don't want to marry. But it seems like the society is changing in terms of, you know, the state itself discriminating against people. Looks like, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but the Supreme Court's gonna deal with it. But it's almost like, did you have to explain, like, hey, I hang out with guys, but
yeah,
don't,
you got
don't
to
read this wrong. So it's almost like you have to establish boundaries in your music itself.
Definitely. I feel if you're a recording artist, you should be 100%, it's your responsibility. Whatever you rap about or you write and you put out there, that's you. That's who you're representing. And for people to go back like Rick Ross, just trying to clean up his mess for a rape thing he mentioned in his rhyme, where he said, you know, talking about giving a girl a Molly and taking her back and enjoying her, and she don't even know about it. You know what I'm saying? And now he's saying,
and we're in Ohio here, which is where Steubenville is, and people get in trouble for that. How do you think your music portrays women?
My music with women, we respect women, give them their props, their shout outs, they give them their proper respect. However, I have not dealt with all women in my life, so there are some things you'll hear, you know, just from my personal experience where I'm dealing with.
So
this,
a lot of this is autobiographical.
It's all autobiography, you know. That's how I roll. Okay, nothing about me fake, false, or phony. So everything I talk about, been through, did it. You know, it's happened to me. So I've got a lot of material. it's very insightful. I'm trying to teach people, you know, how it is to. How I want to be in a relationship, you know, with a woman and everything. It's just hard to find just some compatibility or something like that, or somebody on that same level, so to speak. So I just stay focused on my music and business, and I let God sort the rest out. It just, you know.
All right, other kind of stuff on this album. Somebody picks it, goes out, spends money, picks it up. What are they going to hear?
They're going to hear a clean album overall. I mean, there's no cussing, anything like that. I mean, I might say N-word a time or two. That's not cussing to me. That's a word that's made up. So cuss words and all that, I don't feel like they should be censored because they're all made up words, period. We're the ones who give them power and meaning. So that's just how I feel about that situation. But myself, I just wanted to make a clean album so, you know, anybody can buy it and the whole family can listen to it and ask questions. It might cause people to start, you know, looking into some things and asking some questions and probing, trying to get some more information and knowledge in life, which is what I feel we all need.
This is WCRS 98.3 102.1, your community voice. Speaking with a voice of the community here, Del P, what you got coming up next? What are we going to listen to? How would you set the stage for the listeners?
Okay, so the next song I think I'm going to let you guys listen to is called Invested Time. And basically it's a song that I did on my first album, which was like really my just passion project. I just wanted to learn the ins and outs of producing the album, what it takes to put an album out, copyrights, graphic designs, to the online, to the distribution and everything. I mean, from the big things to the little things. And I did that. I did it pretty well. So now that I'm going forward with this project, I can stand firmly and stand behind it, and I'm proud of it, and this is the best representation of me. So what you're going to hear is a song, Invested Time, featuring the Ace and T.A. T.A. actually the number one hip-hop artist in Columbus, Ohio right now, according to the Reverb Nation chart. So check him out, T.A. Music. I think that's what you look him up under. If not, just go to my page, D.E.L.P. on Reverb Nation. You can find him. Go to the blog at 614records.com too. I'm keeping up with everything now. So you'll hear T.A. He's a very young, talented kid I picked up, discovered, and I'm expecting big things from him in the future. He's like my Drake, if you want to call him that. Not a gangster by no means, but his music, it transcends all of those genres. So you'll hear him and the Ace coming up. It's called Invested Time.
Do I invested so much time in you and you were so untrue, but I can't be mad at you, cause you do what you do. You couldn't hold me down, ma, so I picked up a crew. Why the hell I need you when we have some chill ones? Smooth N-C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S, Ohio too. Pretty ones to floss with, joke with, take to the horseshoe. A boss chick in my life that can handle a crew. A boss chick in my life about relationships, true. A boss chick in my life that can follow these rules. One who down for me, respects my hustle and hits. One who gives me plenty without questions and ish. I need a full-time chick, not a chick who flips. Quick to call the law, it's not in her make a trick. Not with my boss chick, main chick, nor wifey. Only lip gloss wearing all dog they might be. Yeah.
Shorty wonder why, shorty wonder why, shorty wonder why.
And I really wanna leave, get the hell out of this plight, spread my wings and be free. But I'll be damned if I found any as loyal as she. See, she is to me like the salt is to the sea. And she's the one and only Bonnie to my C-O-Y-D-E. My down ass chick, always down to ride for me. And she'll do anything, dare I say, D-I-E. At the beginning of the road, she was a little bit naive, thinking she could hold me down on some shit you won't believe. Snooping around, checking phones on that Facebook jealousy. Give yourself a damn headache, that's all you're gonna achieve. Baby girl, understand it's you and me, Adam and Eve. Girl, right, so I wonder why these little things you frontin' about. You should be my angel from the sky, baby looking fly when riding by. I'm trying hard to let the drama slide. Little mama, I am down to ride forever. Spend this cheddar on you, never let them tell you not I
Shorty wonder why, shorty wonder why, shorty wonder why. Shorty down to ride,
Different counties, cities, states, the states. Family, her type to get right. Ballin', we splurge in the day, fam. She don't mind doing it all for me. She stays in her lane, man. I got girls shocking me. They'll pee like I'm a businessman. Every day of my life, every day get right. The good Lord's blessed me with y'all's heavenly faces. Heavenly graceness. Ladies, just taste this. I'ma steal the line because miss the taste to savor it. Show me you a soldier, new, no limit bravery. Minds and souls across the globe got you chained up in slavery. They loving that thick biscuit cause the taste is bravery. All that BS is slaying me, baby. Help me count these bands with some bad feminines. No more messing with grams. Check out the digital scans. I'm tired of these young girls and I need a woman for the moment to push her all in. Me. See, I'm not the opponent, so hop on it. Wake up in each other's arms in the morning, moaning, right?
Shorty wonder why, shorty wonder why, shorty wonder why.
When you hear this song, Get Right, well, we're going to play that in the future, but Invested Time, what's it saying to you? I mean, how did it speak to you that it ends up on an album?
Well, it was a song that I've been producing for a minute. Like, you have a song that you really want to get fully, you know, produced and sounding its best, and I knew that wasn't at its
because there was an earlier version of this.
There was an earlier, yeah. If you go on iTunes, my true fans know where it's at. You can find me. It's on the first Life Lessons Learned album. It was a little different, so I added TA. I added some great talent because I'm not like the greatest singer. I mean, I can get a song done. That's my job, to make a song come together. So I'll do whatever is necessary to do that. But It's basically, you know, I invested time in a woman, and it blew up in my face. And
also, I'm thinking music here. That was your woman, but you're talking about a real woman.
Well, see, that's where you got the double entendres. Okay. It can mean anything you want it to mean, but yeah, it can mean music. It can mean my woman.
But
like
something you seriously put some time into.
Oh yeah.
And obviously emotion, and it blew up.
It didn't quite work out, and it mostly my fault because I wasn't honest in my dealings.
Okay, and you might have been investing time in
and some
other things.
Underground economy type things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you live and you learn. And that's why we have a lot more lessons on this, a lot more songs for the Great Awakening. We went from Life Lessons Learned to this whole Great Awakening phase now.
So, obviously, there too, the Great Awakening is your awakening. And perhaps I'm thinking of the awakening of the city.
Exactly.
To this style of music. And I noticed both Invested Time Feet, which is number 7 on the album, and Get Right Feet, which we're going to jump to, both of them have the term feet in it. And I mean F-E-A-T.
Features, yes.
Oh, okay.
F-E-A-T is feature.
So I got that completely wrong.
Nah, you're good.
I'm thinking it was a feat, man. Best of time feat. I like my version better. Okay, so I see it's featuring.
Just abbreviating the feature.
So I thought these were all like heroic kind of feats.
It is. Every song we do is a feat in its own right.
Well, let's get to Get Right then.
Okay.
Back at it, baby. Like we never stop, never let.
We bound to make it happen, off of more than rapping. Every day in my city, you can hear us bragging. We get right, 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 we get right. Big heart, we never lacking. I'm something like the captain. 614 Records, let them know what's really happening. We get right, we get right, we get right, we get right. We get right, like Bun B, we finna rock the stage and hold it down. Oh,
control the crowd. Jaws drop, stare in amazement, wow. Smarter, I press harder. From Sorrel, get rich like Carter. Dwayne Carter or Sean Carter. The Godfather spewing bars like hot lava. Ha ha ha, I'm laughing, sipping Java in my office. Partner blowing loud. How I get my morning started. You wish that I was dumb, deaf, and retarded. Because of you, I'm finna get the push start kit. Forget the new school, install it in my older whips. To the mission, yeah, I stick to the script, and I can follow orders long as they pay in your dig. I should have been a special forces ranger training this, or a green beret with all the special ops I face. So many joints I've yet to blaze, I'm kicking ass along the way. Ain't taking names, what can I say? Thank you God for keeping me alive to say. We bound to make it happen, all for more than rapping. Every day in my city you can hear us bragging. We get right, 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 we get right. I'm something like the captain. 614 records, let them know what's really happening. Okay. We get right, 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 we get right.
Oh, hold up, break it down and I roll up. Toke up and I ain't letting no smoke out. Pour out, I pour the rum and a cook up. So look up, man, I already woke up. And it's only 6 in the morning, you dig? They yawning, I'm already gone. And I'm a monster. See a nigga bigger than for Rick. That's for Rick, no. In case you don't know, see this one's for my kinfolk. In a 614, nigga, they don't know how we get it and we get right. That's all day, all night. Dusk till dawn, and dawn till dusk. It's a 614, they don't want it with us. If a nigga slip up, then he might get busted. You must have heard wrong. We ball all year long, but got our heads on right on point. Now give me a couple seconds, let me light my.
Bound to make it happen, all for more than rapping. Every day in my city, you can hear us ragging. We get right, 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 we get right. Big heart, we never lacking. I'm something like the captain. 614 records, let them know what's really happening. We get right, 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 we get right.
Tino Grigio tonight, with that Riesling down, you did. Right, all day, all night, no matter what you do, baby.
Get right, and I want to try to get this right. 614, did you steal this from the 313?
Not at all.
And why would you want the 613? When you think about, you know, hardcore rap, you usually don't think about Columbus.
No. And I'm not a hardcore rapper. I used to be in the underground, but nobody's going to really... I mean, we haven't gotten that recognition, like at Chicago, or, you know, the major Comptons, or Bronx, or Brooklyn, or anything like that. So, I'm like, why be hardcore when we can make good music for positive influence?
Okay, you know how you hear, like, St. Louis has its own sound, L.A. has its own sound, the Bronx, the 313, Detroit, own sound, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
In the 614... Do we have our own rhythms?
A lot of people
sound.
Trying to sound like people that's already made it, and that's the biggest problem in Columbus, Ohio. So my music, that's where, you know, another advantage for me, I don't sound like nobody who's already out. I got my own style, my own niche, sound, production, everything. So nobody says you sound like this, that, or the other. You know, you got your own style, sound, we like your music, so...
Now, is there an underground? Is it above ground? Is it about to explode? Is it going to be an awakening?
We're hoping for the awakening to smack everybody upside their head this year. That's what we're looking for, a great awakening for everybody to catch on and grab hold of. But I started underground. That's not really my thing right now. You know, I'm mature in my lyrics and a lot of things in life where I'm not doing some certain things and I don't want to rehash it, so...
But the sound itself, man, let me pressure. There's something about 614 Records, and that's with an F-O, that makes it different.
Yeah, it's just the heart, our lyrics, our content, just the originality. I let everybody be creative. I let them be artists. I don't try to box people in. So.
All right, so I'm thinking one day, just like with Rare Soul Volume 1, Capsule, with Bill Moss, the boss, with the Red Hot Sauce, when they went for the... Rare Soul, the really good soul. They started in Columbus, and one day when they come and think about, let's get the real eclectic, crazy, innovative rap. Might be the 6-1 fold.
And I can point him to it. I know where all the time and talent's at, so.
When all right, that's it. And thanks to Divine Government. Thanks, Divine Government, our favorite entity, who kicked it off with that poem.
Yes.
This is Dr. Bob Fitrakis. Peace.
Peace.